Yippee! Here we go. It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready? I sure am. Here's what we're going to do today. We are going to practice learning about words in the et word family. Now, I want you to have fun with this activity. It's supposed to be fun. I want you to be excited about this. And you might think that I'm going a little too fast, and so you might start to get panicked. Please don't panic. This is supposed to be fun. If I'm going too fast for you, I want you to remember that you can finish coloring or writing something at the end if your teacher says you have extra time. Don't panic. Part of this activity is to listen. So if I ask you to put down your crayon or put down your pencil, then I want you to listen and do it. Just don't panic. Let's be good listeners. Let's have fun. All right? Okay. First, let's write our name at the top. You write your name and I'll write my name. My name is Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. You write neatly and I'll write neatly. Stay on the line. Make sure we can read it. Don't write too big. Don't write too small. At the top of your page, you're going to see a picture, and I'm going to tell you a little story to go with that picture. And then we're going to do a little bit of coloring and a little bit of writing. Okay, that little girl on your page, her name is Colette. She has a brother named Brett. They went out into the backyard to play. Colette wanted to get some bugs. That was something she liked to do. Grasshoppers, butterflies. She just liked to catch bugs. And her brother, Brett, liked to fly his toy airplane. So off they went, and believe it or not, their cat and their dog came with them. And as soon as Brett started flying that toy airplane, guess what the dog did? Yep, he chased it. The dog went chasing after the toy airplane, and he ran into the hose, and he got all wet. That's why he looks like he's kind of sad. He didn't want to get all wet. Some dogs like to swim, not all dogs. So wet is what that dog is. So here's what I would like you to do. Find some kind of a brown crayon, and we are going to color our dog on this picture brown. Color neatly, and I'll color too, and begin coloring. And let's talk about the word wet, because that poor dog is all wet. Let's see if it belongs in the et word family. I'll sound it out and you tell me if you think you hear the chunk et. Ready? Here we go. W-et. Wet. I think I hear it too. Let me try it with the chunk at the end. W-et. Wet. There it is. The word wet belongs in the et word family. Now, I'll sound it out one more time. And you blend it together. Here we go. I'll say the sounds. You say the word. W-et. Yes, wet. Very good. I'm still coloring my cute little dog brown. Are you? He's adorable, but he is not happy that he is wet. Poor little thing. Remember to color neatly. Don't color so hard like you're angry, and don't color so light that we can't hardly see it. Just color neatly and nicely. I'm almost finished coloring my dog. That makes me think you're almost finished coloring your dog. So let's just finish up here. We'll get ready to put down our crayon in 5. Please put down your crayon in 5 seconds. Here we go, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so that poor little dog got wet. Well, he got wet because he was chasing Brett's toy airplane. And there's another word that we can use for airplane that would belong in the et word family. Can you think of it? It would belong in the et word family, and it's another name for airplane. Yes, jet. Let's color our jet. I want to color my jet blue. So will you please find some kind of blue crayon? Remember, this is the listen part of the activity. I want to see if you're listening to what I'm telling you to do. Are you following the directions? I sure hope so. So let's find some kind of a blue crayon. I'm not picky. And let's color the jet blue. You may begin coloring. All right, while we color that jet, I'm going to sound it out for you, and we'll see if it belongs in the et word family like we think it does. J, et, jet. Let me put the chunk of the et at the end. Here we go. J, et. There it is. There's that et. J, et, jet. The jet belongs in the et word family. It also goes with wet. Wet, jet. And yep, you guessed it, they rhyme. The jet is flying above the wet dog. Exactly. All right, I'm almost finished coloring my jet. Remember not to panic. I'll give you a few more seconds to color your jet. And then we'll put our crayon down. All right, ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Please put your blue crayon down. Okay, so we have a wet dog. We have a jet flying across the yard. And don't forget, we have Colette. She brought out a net so that she could catch some bugs. Do you see the net? Let's color our net. Let's find some kind of red crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect red, some kind of a red crayon. And let's color our net. And let's trace over those black net lines too with our red crayon. We'll trace right on top of those black lines and make them red. Let's sound out net while you're coloring. N-et, net. And if I chunk it, I say n-et. There's that et, net. So we have wet, jet, and now we have net. And those black lines, I'm just tracing right over on top of them with my red crayon so that those strings look red to me. That's what I want you to do too for the listen part of this activity. So jet, wet, net. That didn't take very long for me to color that net, so I'm thinking you're very close to being finished too. 5, we're gonna put our crayon down in 4. Put your crayon down in 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. All right, so Colette has two animals outside with her. She has a dog and a cat. And she put the cat in her lap so that she could cuddle her cat. Or there's another way we could say it, and it's a word that belongs in the et family. Something you do when you're being really sweet to your animals. You can, you know, put your hand on their fur, and you would, yes, pet them. Not to mention her dog and her cat are her pets. So we're going to do pet. That's the word we're going to work on, pet. So let's color her pet cat, since she is petting her pet cat. There she is, petting her pet cat. Let's find some kind of an orange crayon, and let's color the cat orange. This is her pet that she will pet. And while you color the cat, I'll sound out pet for you. Here we go. P-et, pet. And if I chunk it, let's see if we hear the et sound like we've been hearing at the end of the other words. P-et. There it is. P-et. Pet. Pet belongs in the et word family. So now we have 4 objects in the et word family. We have wet, jet, net, pet. There we go. Oh, this cat is cute. It's a cute little pet cat. It's all happy because it's not wet like the dog. So here we go. I'm almost finished coloring my pet cat orange. So you should be almost finished too. And I would love for you to put your orange crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. We are going to pick up our pencil and we are going to practice writing some of those words in the bottom portion of your paper. Look for the number 1. Let's look at this. Put your pencil by the number one. There's a small little dotted line, and then a tiny little space, and another small dotted line, and a tiny little space, and then another small little dotted line. Then there's a bigger space, a big line, a bigger space, and a big line. We are going to be using those lines to write some letters and some words. So for number one, on each of those little ones, there's three little lines. We're going to write a letter on each one. I want you to write the letter that makes the sound for number one. Ready? I want you to write N, the letter that makes the sound N. For the very first one, you should have put the letter N. Scoot across. For the little one, we're going to write eh, eh, eh. That has the letter E. Scoot across. T, 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 t. So you should have one letter on each of those little lines. N, E, T. Scoot across. Now there's a big long line. Let's write that word all together. Here we go. N-E-T. Net. You should have N-E-T. Net. Scoot across. There's one more big line. We're going to practice writing it. For extra practice, one more time. Here we go. N-E-T. N-E-T. Net. All righty. Let's try number two. Same idea, different word. Here we go. For number two, first little line, will you write this letter? W. W. Good. You should have written the letter W. Scoot across. E, e, e. Yep. The letter E. Scoot across. T, t, t. Yes. The letter T. W, e, t. Wet. All right. Scoot across to the big line. We'll write it together. W, E-t, wet. And scoot across. We'll write it one more time for extra practice. W-E-T, w-e-t, wet. Remember, that dog was wet. All right, scoot down to number three. Here we go. Let's write this sound. P, p, p. Yes, the letter P. I hope you're writing neatly. Are you writing neatly? Scoot across, eh, eh, eh. Yep, the letter E. Scoot across, t, 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 t. P, et, pet. Scoot across, let's write it all together. P, et. Good, P, E, T. And scoot across, we'll write it one more time for extra practice. P, et, pet. P-E-T. Okay, last one, number four. Now you think I'm probably going to have you write the word jet, but I'm not. I want us to practice a word we haven't practiced yet. So here we go. First sound, L. Yes, L. Scoot across, eh, eh, eh. E. Scoot across, t. T. O, et. What word is that? Let. Very good. Scoot across. Let's practice writing it all together. O-E-T. Let. Scoot across. We'll write it one last time. L-E-T. Let. Now let's practice reading our words all the way down. So we'll start on number one and we'll go down in a line so that we can practice all four words. Number one. Net. Scoop down. Wet. Scoot down, pet, scoot down, let. Those all rhyme too. Bonus. Net, wet, pet, let. Now, boys and girls, all of those words belong in the et word family. We are finished for today, but if there was something you were not able to finish, if you have extra time, you could finish coloring it now, or you could finish writing it now. But you are now experts at the et word family. We have a lot of words in that family. I'll see you next time. Have an awesome day.